And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Sid Schroyer says that when Sister Mara Brannick died last month, she left a legacy of service for others to follow.
The story is well known. In 1988, Sister Mara started the Chapin Street Clinic in a vacant garage to provide health care for people who are uninsured. She nurtured its growth into a modern building across the street in 1998 and then lent it her name in 2006. Thousands of patients and hundreds of volunteers and employees have benefited from her vision. 28 years ago, Elma Bautista started working at the clinic because she had to. When I visited her there at Chapin and Western in September, Elma told me it was a court-ordered community service requirement after, quote, a DUI that resulted in a death. It was tragic, she said, most of all for the other family. But it turned my life around.
If it wasn't for other people that believed in me, you know, now I also get a chance to believe in other people and making a change in them.
Not long after she started, Elma said, Rita Van Amy, the first Chapin Street clinical director, encouraged her to get a nursing degree at Ivy Tech.
And she says, well, Ivy Tech offers a very good program for a year and a half. And I'll tell you what, if you go, I'll hire you part-time and work around your schedule. And this is 28 years ago.
Elma became a licensed practical nurse, and she stayed at the clinic.
There's just a magic of this clinic. And Sister Mara started it all. There's a lot of fulfillment in this clinic. It's a great place to be at. We serve people that do not have any health insurance, providing their medications, providing testing that they probably would have never even tried to get if we wouldn't be here for them. Where would they go? I think most of them would just live without anything. I think a lot of them would just learn to live with their diseases and, you know, whatever happened. I think that there would be a lot more emergency room use. I don't think that they would have anywhere else to go. There's so many giving people in this community. Of course, there's the doctors that, you know, give their time their efforts. Some people that have insurance still can't probably afford to see some of the specialists with some of the extra co-pays and whatever they have. And we've been very fortunate enough that they have been very generous with the clinic. And dental, I can't forget the dentist. The dental clinic here has come a long way from when they started. Mm-hmm. They have good people in dental, you know, and, you know, that goes hand in hand with medical. Yeah, we've been fortunate enough that there's, like, this is a whole community effort. And they've been great. I know a lot of people that can't say that they go to their job and say, you know what, I really love my job. And I think that from the beginning, that has been the reward for me, that I can say, yes, I love my job. It's like my son used to be always telling me, Mom, you know you can make a lot more money at blah, 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 or at a different place. I said, you know what, when you grow up and you get your own job, you'll find out that sometimes it's more important that you are happy at your job. That's my gratification, not so much financial, but more that you're content and happy and feel fulfilled. And I feel that way with the clinic. Because there's so many people we have helped. And at one point, we had been trained to do clinical breast exams, and of course that's changed because now we're not allowed to. But I was able to palpate a lump on someone's during an exam, and I would run into this lady all the time, and she'd be in public. She'd be like, "Oh, that's my saver. That's my, you know, she's the one that, you know." And that is, can you think of really? I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it's like, you know, I did have a big part in making sure that lady had been, it was caught, that has been the reward for me, that I can say, yes, I love my job.
Elma Batista, a licensed practical nurse, is one of the employees who, along with the volunteers, serve 10,000 people a year at the Sister Mora Brannick Health Center in South Bend. Sister Mora started the clinic when she was 62. She died October the 18th at the age of 96. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schwarzer.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.